the third installment in the Church of the Subgenius ongoing series. We welcome back our guest, J.R. Bob Dobbs. Welcome back, sir, on this Canada Day. Perhaps we could begin by discussing your role here in this country as, I don't know, as an instigator, as a sole proprietor.
It's salvation.
Salvation?
For Canada.
Plain and simple.
Yeah, Canada, like Lobsang Rampa predicted in his early books, Canada and Brazil were the hope for the world leading into the 21st century. Well, we know which way Brazil went. In 1964, a coup organized by Vernon Walters of the CIA, now ambassador or some silly function to the United Nations for the Reagan administration. That's what happened to Brazil right after Kennedy was assassinated. And what happened to Canada? Well, church members know what's happening to Canada and where it's going. And so, obviously, I am the only opportunity to redeem Lobsang Rampa's prediction that Canada could be the hope of the world. Even Dick Gregory said this in 1981 in Toronto. So,
you sound a little bit
more... Well, the point is, though, it's
like
not... won't be known. It won't be known. The point is the phone. When I give out that phone number for the secret election, for the Council of Ten, is when, if we get enough supporters, Canada has a chance, because I can pretend I represent Canada. I represent many other dimensions, but I'm willing to help Canada, since they've been kind enough to fake a safe housing action here in Toronto for me.
Since you've surfaced here in Toronto, have you noticed any aspects, I guess specifically peculiar to Ontario or Toronto, that you feel perhaps might be changed if you were elected to the Council of Ten? Things that you're disappointed in, aspects of our culture, our political climate that disturb you?
If I was gone in, or things that have happened already...
Well, yeah, let's say things that are...
I mean, since I've been here and since 1984, what's changed?
Yeah, things you have noticed.
Well, it was a good action put out by Bob Marshall for 3 years, and that was quite successful in toppling the Reagan's image.
But that was a facade, was it not?
For who?
Well, for you.
Well, Bob was working for Bob.
Yeah.
But the...
Well, then doesn't that dissolve some of the legitimacy of his actions and some of his commentary? Or is it all still legitimate?
No. I mean, he was put off the air because he was doing a good job, which means we're at a turning point right now where the anti-Bob forces can move in and recoup their losses over the last 3 years. But thanks to certain maneuvers by yourself, I can at least balance off that effect as long as I'm kept on the air.
Mm-hmm. How many members of the Church of the Subgenius, are there here in Toronto? Do you have any rough count or idea?
Just me?
Yeah.
I'm the only one. I mean, the church is me. I mean, this fraud, this popular movement that Stang and Philo Drummond have got going is definitely working for the anti-Bob forces. I mean, there never was any other member.
Could we suggest that perhaps anyone who lives here in Toronto who have contacted the church in their home base, their supposed home base, I'll correct myself there before I get any further.
In Dallas?
In Dallas. Perhaps they could contact you and maybe discuss some avenue of rectification, because they...
Rectification? Yeah, re-rectification.
Is that possible? They could talk to you and get out of the mess they've gotten into?
No, I think, first of all, they have to be loyal and have to listen to this show and keep me on the air for a little longer. That's the first step. Mm-hmm. If I stay on the air, then maybe in 6 months I will condone to speak to somebody who would like to be privately corrected. But as for answering people's responses now, no way. They just got to make sure I keep on the air and they can talk to the relevant people to do that.
Yeah.
I have to see the results, because we're moving into the final turn now, and support and tribal loyalty is what's necessary.
I think without further rectifacing, we should get on to today's tape. We have another Subgenius tape. Today's theme, the three S's.
Yeah. Sam, silly, and substitution.
Right. Well, instead, we also have sex, slackness, and sickness. Or sex, sickness, and slack. And today's Subgenius tape, Bob, I think we should get right into it, because time is a factor. You know, you have other obligations today. And we'll come back and...
Remember, this is Stang's confusing notion of sex. It doesn't even include sex with objects, so you see how limited he is.
No, but we do have to present both sides of the stories. I think
you
agree. So let's get right into the Church of the Subgenius tape, sex, sickness, and slack.
This tape is copyright 1981 by the Subgenius Foundation.
should you have?
The Church of the Subgenius and the Dupe Tape sent up from Dallas, Texas.
That's the Dupe Tape, The Dupe Church?
Well, I mean, we're going, of course, we're basing these conclusions on what you tell me, sir, Mr. J.R. Bob Dobbs, that Ivan Stang, the supposed founder of the supposed Church of the Subgenius, is sending these tapes to the dupes who send him money, who become reverends in the church, who become followers.
I don't want to talk about it. Well, let's get on to some reasons. I'm going to give up some Bob knowledge why I'm authoritative.
Okay, please do.
Henry Kissinger. He oversaw Barbie's escape via the rat line in 1945-46, okay? Max Gomez, who you saw on television a few weeks ago during the Contra hearings, he, along with Claus Barbie, snuffed out that Bob ally, Che Guevara. All right? Now, Kissinger headed Task Force 157 in the 1970s. They're waving, the crowd's waving, Canada Day. Henry Kissinger, they always, you know, the public always tries to interrupt and get attention when the real Bob knowledge gets on the air. So let's continue here. Henry Kissinger headed to Task Force 157. One of the main principals in that was Edwin Wilson, along with Richard Secord and the rest of the guys who had a lot of TV exposure in May. Wilson gets 50 years for trading a bunch of guns to a few terrorists in Libya. He's been in the media this past week complaining that why does he get 50 years and his buddies, Ollie North and Secord, don't get anything up to this point. He recommends they get 300 years at least. Now, Robert McFarlane. He worked with Henry Kissinger in the National Security Council. Then he becomes head of the National Security Council and supposedly quits. But you never can quit the National Security Council. Once you're in that room, you're tied in for good. Unless you try to commit suicide, and even that, they'll interrupt. So McFarlane, he worked with Kissinger. Fawn Hall's mother, what was she? Henry Kissinger's secretary. These are facts. This is Bob knowledge. Another fact. Kissinger was the guy responsible to bring the Shah in to New York City in 1979, which set off the whole hostage genre of activity for the human species under the Pink Forces. Then what happens? You have to bring up the point of William Yandel Elliott, Henry Kissinger's guru in Harvard. He started AIM, Accuracy in Media, and its leader, Reed Irvine, works with John Singlup, who you saw on the TV in May on Western Goals. And speaking of May, it was Reed Irvine, thanks to William Yandel Elliott and his buddy Kissinger, who tried to get Dave Emery off the air, tried to get Mae Brussel off the air, tried to get me off the air, even though I wasn't on yet. Now, dig this. You got this situation where Henry Kissinger is not being asked to talk to the media under Senate investigation conditions. That committee led by Arthur Lyman, who works for Kissinger's law firm. So look at this. You got Henry Kissinger commenting day in and day out in all the media and all the major networks about Contragate and how he's angry at Ronald Reagan. Him and Alexander Haig think Reagan will not be able to cover. Don't you interrupt me here, Mike. What are you doing? Come on now. What's that noise coming in here? So you got this point here where Kissinger writes columns, makes comments on Contragate, yet it's all his employees who are being interrogated on nation international TV, and they're being interrogated by his associates. So what's this mean? How do you explain this? This is Kissinger. What is this? Kissinger interviewing Kissinger and writing about it and accusing himself of a crime that he is criticizing himself for having done. Mike, you want to interject something here? Because I don't want to get too abstract, but this is a key nub that Bob Knowledge has to put out.
You haven't yet, but you haven't made any conclusion yet. So
no, the conclusion is that, like the global world under the global theater under absurd conditions of electric implosion, the super audience, the whole world works for itself. Now Kissinger, therefore, works for himself. He creates the disease and offers the cure. All right? Now what's the problem with that? Since he's miming on an individual basis, what we're doing. The problem is he's got an ego. And if you've got an ego, you ain't working with Bob. Anybody not working with Bob has an ego. That is my beef with Henry Kissinger. That he's able to...
I'll work with you. I don't have an ego.
Come on in. Come on in. That was Bill Bobem? What was his Bobem?
Bob Bowden.
Bob Bowden.
Bob Bowden.
Bob Bodad is trying to join up with my church, and yet he's only shown at least 22 minutes loyalty, waving fanatically in the background. He has to listen a lot longer than this.
Let's get back on focus here, J.R.
No, look, you understand about Kissinger. He is writing commentaries, being interviewed on Nightline about his employees who he says were outrageous because they violated his principle. Yet, it was his principle that they violated.
So the Church of the Subgenius, or the anti-Bob forces, okay, the Church is an anti-ego? Is that correct? Is that the way I read you?
No, look, you're interpreting me as English. I'm not just speaking in English here.
Mm-hmm.
It appears to those who are English that I'm talking in English. But, Mike, don't show your pinkness by thinking and asking me questions in English. Ask me in other languages, because I'm communicating in other languages at the same time here.
Yeah. Well, you touched upon that last week. I think you lost a lot of our listeners, to be quite honest.
Well, we want to lose them. We only need about 5 people.
So the
we only need 5 people to pull this coup off, Mike.
But come back to ego, Bob. What are the anti-Bob forces doing? Why are they egotistical?
Because they don't have slack.
Slack.
That's the key.
I think we've
come full circle. I think we can stop talking now.
I think
word has been said. I think we've all got slack. The word itself evokes it.
It's funny to
brought it, baby. That's probably Kissinger's problem. He hasn't got slack. That's where ego comes from.
Let's pick up where we left off. This week, next week, with more slack, sex, and sickness.
And Sam, silence, silliness, and substitution.
Thank you, J.R. Bob Dobbs. Bodan is up next, 6 o'clock, filling in for Tom. And we will have more Church of the Subgenius, 5:30, next Wednesday. Have a good week.
KLMFM 88.1.